Welcome back to the Green Zone, a post-game show. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Spelton Johnson, and you on the fan line at 1-877-332-8255. Still time to give us a ring, but right now we're going to head to Mosaic Stadium for the first time tonight and hear from the winning quarterback on his first win as a Rough Rider, Jake Mayer.
There's a lot of different words I can use for it, but amazing probably sums it up the best. Wasn't perfect, obviously, but it's a joy to be a part of this team. And I'm just happy that I was able to contribute to the team today.
What's going through your mind? How are you feeling after you hit Del for that touchdown pass? A nice celebration with Jamarcus there as he was
Yeah, pure joy. Happy for Del. It's his first touchdown of his career. He has a ton of two-point conversions. And it was nice to see him get his first touchdown. That was a heck of a route. It was nice to hit a big one down the field. You know, we hit a couple early. And then it was really tough sledding. I think their defense did a pretty good job for the most part. But then Dell made the play to seal the game. And then, Hardrick is one of one in terms of teammates. I didn't know how long I was going to be carried there, and it was not planned. So as surprised as you guys might be, I was also very surprised, but I loved it.
What do you say about A.J. Ouellette and what he did today?
Oh, he's the man. He got the game ball after the game. He's just... Again, another guy, and you can say this about so many guys on our team, but another great teammate, another unselfish teammate. When those types of guys produce at an all-star level like he did tonight, it's a beautiful thing to see. It rallies our team. It makes my life easier. It makes our offensive line life easier. And obviously, they did a great job as well to make sure that he was getting to the second level. And once you do that with AJ, he's going to make somebody miss. And he had a heck of a game.
So 45 career starts with the Stampede as you come here, yeah. And there's expectations on you. We talked the other day, and you seemed calm, collected. I'm a veteran guy.
Yeah.
Were there any nerves? Did you feel any pressure?
No, I did not feel any pressure, no. I felt excited, and every game day nerves that I've ever had in my entire life is what I felt today. I woke up with excitement and it bothered me that, you know, you had to wait till 5 o'clock to get out there. That was kind of the feeling that I had, and I was excited to get out there. But no, the external pressures, I feel like I've left those in the past, and I'm surrounded by a great team and a great coaching staff, and there's no need to spend really any of your time focusing on that type of stuff.
Jake, was there a little bit of settling in, though? Like you said, their defense made some adjustments, but you hadn't played a regular season game in a while, just a little bit of preseason.
Yeah.
Did it take a little bit to kind of find it again?
The game speed versus practice speed is obviously real. I did feel like, you know, a tick here, a tick there in terms of timing and accuracy was definitely there in terms of not executing to what I would want it to. I think some of their zones and some of their nine-man drop, three-man rush is difficult on the eyes at times in drop-back games. So I give them credit for that. I can definitely be better. I can definitely hit some more underneath stuff against some of those looks. But for the most part, I felt like I've done it before, and it didn't take long until it felt like another game.
What's it like on that sideline when you think the BC Lions might be getting a field goal sent to Vaughn Campbell? Picks it off and runs it all the way down the field to end the half.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just like anybody else. I mean, yeah, you just get this feeling like, oh, man, what a game-changing moment, you know? Because, yeah, they're going to go down, probably take the lead, either field goal or whatever. And for him to step up and make that play, just characteristics of a great football team. And we're trending in that direction. It's only a matter of time. I mean, those guys make practice so difficult for us every single day. There's a lot of ball hawks. There's a lot of guys that are reading the ball, and it was cool to see that tonight.
That is Jake Mayer with his first win as the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. As he acknowledges, timing a little off here and there. BC was doing some nine-man drops, but then right away goes, so I need to check it down a lot quicker. He's started 40 games in this league.
45, 46 now.
Well, and again, you know, you think back to the preseason. Was the preseason he played better this game than he did his preseason?
Yes, he did. That's
right?
A good point, Bell.
Like,
you're right.
I mean, to me, it was a major leap, right? And, you know, again, he's just getting back, getting his groove and everything.
He might not even play next game. It might be Trevor Harris, right?
But He's a backup. He did his job.
Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, and of course, Belton Johnson.
From chop blocks and dirty hits to big time catches and fans in the stands.
That was a good old Southern spanking right there. Mm-hmm. I love every bit of it.
You never know what'll catch Belton's attention. It's Belton's Beasts and Beefs.
All right, Belton, the good and the bad, the beasts and the beefs of tonight's game for the Riders and the BC Lions. Where would you like to start this evening?
Let's get the beef on out the way,
Jay. Okay, let's get the bad out of the way. Let's start with the bad news.
It really wasn't much, to be honest with you. I'm going to start with that status right thing. How many points did Brett Lowther score the last season? And when this guy said zero, I was just like, he was just trying to be funny, right? Like, that's all I could chalk it up to. And I'm in there screaming. I said, I bet it's about 200. It's got to be about 200. Kickers score a lot, right?
Yeah, but this guy must have thought that he scored about 110 or so, and he was taking the low number.
I don't know, Darryl. Not zero. Come on.
But Price is right. You have to bid at least a dollar.
Well, their rules are different here in this.
I don't know if they are.
So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Second quarter that I had beef with Buller. That was a big gain, I think, what, about 38 yards or 38 something?
38 yards, yeah.
So I couldn't figure out how he broke out for that and got around.
That was right before the snap, Ali Saad stood up. He was in the wrong spot.
In his gap.
Hey. But the snap happened before he got there, and they cleared that out.
Oh, so how that happened. Okay. Believe it or not, this is my biggest beef here. They played exceptionally well, I thought, right?
Okay.
I wish America could go back and get this one, that deep shot to Robustelli, because I'm up at the, lounge. I'm watching it. Starts Robustelli.
He's like, wide open.
I'm screaming. He's open. He's open. And Mayor, I don't know. He just shot it out there, right? Like, but if he had to put a little bit of air under that, that should have been a touchdown. That's the only reason I call it my beef, because it was a wide open. It should have been a touchdown, Jamie.
We were talking in the press box what was going to happen. I said Robustelli for like a 100-yard touchdown. I was like.
Almost.
If he throws it 2 yards inside.
A little higher.
That's all. Robustelli's still running to Weyburn. Like, he was that wide open.
Yeah. And he made it. It had to be a tough catch.
Ever a tough catch.
And I think that's what Mayer, like I told you there, I think he likes to take that big shot, right? Yeah. And that was the one, and it was just 2 yards inside. I'm with you, Jamie.
That's not a bad thing, having a quarterback who wants to go deep sometimes, because Trevor Harris doesn't go deep very often. Mark Mueller doesn't, the offensive coordinator doesn't call many deep shots. So he gave Jake Mayer a couple more opportunities because he knows that's the type of player Jake is.
Jake has a pretty good arm.
I'm all about the big plays, fella, because that's how you bury somebody, get them out the way, right?
Yep. The beef. A missed opportunity for a big play touchdown. Just a bit outside by Jake Mayer. Although it was a completion to Joe Robustelli. Yep. Okay, let's go to the good, Belton. What gets your beasts tonight?
Second quarter there. C.J. Revis, I think it was. He punched the ball out. He forced that fumble.
That was a nice punch out, yeah.
Late Corte Moore recovered. Campbell there with the pick six. Heck of a play. Just want to give a shout out to my boy Brett Lowther. That's my boy. 5 for 5.
He's your boy when he's 5 for 5, but not so much when he's 2 for 5.
Technically, right? I think. Was he 8 for 5?
Who?
I'm thinking of the coverage too.
Oh, you're thinking of the coverage.
7 for 7. Yeah, 2
7 for 7.
He didn't miss anything.
He made all 7 kicks tonight.
Hey, that's my guy, man. Like. Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. The first 2 kicks, I sat there like, okay, he made it. And, AJ Ouellette, right? 136 yards on the ground. Him and the O-line, got to get those guys credit. But my biggest beast.
The biggest beast.
Is that hit by Marcus Sells. And I think that was on Butler. Yeah,
it was.
That hit?
Yeah.
That was, wow. Like, game-changing hit for me. Like, I was almost going to tell Darryl, I think that's play of the game right there, man.
It didn't change Butler, though, right? Butler still had a great game after that.
He had a great game.
Got all guts after that.
That hit, I felt every bit of Marcus Sell. Like, he just wanted to probably go over the guy. Like,
But he can't. That would have been a penalty.
He just turned around and.
When he stood still, I was like, hurt? Or
some joints fall apart there. Yeah, the bones are all loose after that one, right?
That was excitement right there, man. That was a hit, man.
Marcus Sales, the hammer, is Belton Johnson's biggest beast of the game. Still to come, A.J. Ouellette, Del Duncan Busby, head coach Corey Mace, and of course Daryl Davis with the Unsung Heroes and Game Warriors. And still time for your calls at 1-877-332-8255 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone, a post-game show. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, 37-18, the Riders win. They are 4-0, back-to-back 4-0 seasons for the first time since 1969-1970.
What did you think of those teams, Jamie?
The Ronnie Lancaster, George Reed teams.
That was them. Yep.
That's a stat. Yeah. First time since the golden era of, was Eagle T still the coach of those 69-70 teams?
Yep. Yes, he was. I think, yeah. Yeah, I think he stayed for until about the 70s, yes.
There's Corey Mace leading this team to 4-0 seasons, back-to-back years. Let's hear from the head coach after this one.
You know, it was heavy on his mind this offseason to make sure that he addressed the things that he had to take care of his body, not even just from a you know, the trimming the weight, which I know everybody wants to give credit to that, but part of it, but just, you know, even how he's, how he moves and stuff like that and how he trains. it's shocking to me that that's his first 100. He's been close, I know, a couple times this year, but, you know, he got the game ball offensively, and AJ gave it to the offensive line. So, extremely happy for him, super happy for the offensive line. They know that they work in tandem. It was awesome to see.
Right. When we were just talking to Tavon, he said that you chatted with the defense earlier today and said this is your game to win. So what did you think of their efforts?
Super proud of those guys. You know, we've been kind of waiting for a game like this, you know, just to kind of feel like ourselves. There's so many moments in that game. I was just really, really pleased for those guys to have those moments together. You know, obviously the big play that TC had to kind of, you know, put us ahead. And then, Antoine Brooks, that makes my heart warm, you know. So really proud of those guys. You know, there's just more meat on the bone for us to get better at, which is good. So, you know, we'll look at that and we'll keep pushing forward. We took a step in the right direction tonight.
What did you make of Jake's efforts tonight out there?
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, knowing Jake, there's going to be stuff for sure he's going to want back. But for the most part, you know, that the ball he threw to Dell was gorgeous. Like, it was unbelievable. I'm happy as heck that he's with us and we were able to put it together. You know, but having him out there, you know, he had a week of practice with the guys. You know, usually those reps are, you know, for the starter, which has been Trevor. So, you know, getting acclimated with those guys and those receivers. I was really pleased overall with his effort, which was clearly more than enough for us. And sometimes when you knew if it was an RPO, turned into a run, you know, like he understands that kind of stuff. So it was awesome to see.
Corey, you kind of mentioned it warmed your heart to see Antoine Brooks get rewarded. Can you talk a little bit more about that and kind of seeing a guy who did so well in training camp finally get that?
Yeah, Britton, like, I don't know, man. There's just certain people, certain personalities, certain people. You know, he's been through so much, you know, on the field, off the field, and he'll show up majority of the time with his personality that literally he's constantly laughing, joking with his teammates. He works so hard to give a look even to the offense and scout team, and he's just waiting his time. For him to have that moment, so happy for him. I love a lot of people, obviously, in that room, but he's certainly one of them. And I think certainly the reaction you saw from the team kind of speaks to that kid's character and what he means to this locker room and this organization. So, and a hell of a play. It's not, again, he's been doing this this year. Awesome for Brooksy.
Is this bye week coming at the right time for you? And also, Trevor Harris, is he expected back when you guys return to practice?
Yeah, man. Honestly, the Trevor situation, just the timing, just, you know, for the protocol didn't work. But Trevor will be fine. I would expect him to be ready for Calgary. So, but the timing of it, no doubt. I mean, it just, you know, I think truthfully throughout the season they're spaced out for us. Pretty equally. I know the guys are looking forward to it. You know, certainly we're waiting for a couple guys to see what their status is coming off the bye and a little bit of time. You know, even though it's only four games in, physical football game. So they'll be happy to have a little bit of time to kind of just, you know, sit in a cold tub and maybe have a pilsner or two.
Last week, I know you were pretty upset with the lack of discipline and the penalties. We had a moment in this game where things got out of control a little bit. You look pretty upset on the sideline. Just how much reeling in and through the bye week and into next week, is that going to be a big teaching moment for you and the rest of the coaching staff?
Yeah, I'm really trying to flush it, man. I'm just so upset about that. But, we addressed it again. I know so badly what this team wants, and we won't get there if we do that. So I'm not going to, and the staff is not going to take our foot off the gas and try to impress that. So, that is certainly an area we have to get better at. That was BS.
There is Corey Mays.
We won't get there if we do that. What a good line. Hey, Belton.
I know where this team wants to get to, and we won't get there if we keep doing that. Corey Mays, probably a reason why he's the first coach and writer since 69-70 to be 4-0.
Eagle Keys both years. Yep. They lost the Grey Cup in 69 and lost the conference final in 70. Mm. And then Eagle Keys moved on.
So. Of course, that was the Ron Lancaster, George Reed. Heck of a running back, George Reed. Heck of a running back that A.J. Ouellette today. Yep. That is for sure. But right now, let's get to the game, Warriors. Speaking of A.J. Ouellette.
Come out to play. From big plays, big catches, and big hits. Now, Game Warriors.
Each and every post-game show, Daryl Davis looks at the numbers and picks out his Game Warriors. As we always start with the winning side's offensive Game Warrior, I don't think Daryl's going to be looking too deeply at this one, looking too hard.
I've just been listening to our callers, Jamie. They know all the time, right? They're smarter than we are most of the time. So who they've been praising and who have we been talking about? A.J. Ouellette, 23 carries, 139 yards, one touchdown. He also caught a pass, right? One pass for 12 yards.
151 total yards
and,
of offense.
Belton's favorite part, he blocked for Tommy Stevens in those late game running plays too. And he ran once in those late drives when they gave it to Tommy Stevens to run it. So give him credit for that too. So pretty fine game. As we said, when you've got a backup quarterback, you better be able to run the football. Mm-hmm. And they ran the football and they got contributions from their defense.
A.J. Ouellette, offensive game warrior. Now we go to the B.C. Lions. I think it might be the same guy for B.C.
Well, you talked to him before the game, right? Another running back, 17 carries for James Butler, 123 yards and a touchdown. He didn't quit even after that hard hit by Marcus Sales, right? Yeah. Also caught four passes for 26 yards. He's also our pregame guest.
So from behind enemy lines.
From behind enemy lines. So that gives him an extra boost. But he played exceptionally well. If everybody else played as well as the B.C., on the BC Lions, I don't think it would have been the route that it turned out to be.
By the way, Belton Johnson picked Butler and AJ Ouellette to eat tonight. So
yeah, well, he's in last place, so we let him pick first.
Well, it's actually his segment, so he gets to pick
first. Yeah, it's his segment, too. That's true.
Let's go to the defensive game warrior for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, they had it. I was going to say Marcus Sales, but Belton already gave him the beast, so because some of the hits he laid on guys, but Tavon Campbell also laid a hit on a guy too, pretty hard.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Three defensive tackles and an interception, and the big play of the game, the 89-yard interception return, and they're staying away from him a little bit. I think there are a bunch of guys obviously on defense, but I think Tavon Campbell, because of the game turning play, will be the defensive game warrior for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
And who gets the game warrior on defense for the BC Lions?
Jamie, who'd you pick? You were saying Deontay Williams, right?
I thought he played pretty well.
Five tackles and two of them were for losses. So he was ready to hit. He was ready to play his old team. And I think as a outside linebacker, defensive back outside linebacker, played a pretty fine game for the BC Lions.
There are your game warriors for the Rough Riders and the BC Lions. Coming up next, of course, we have to get to the unsung heroes. We'll hear from the offensive game warrior, AJ Ouellette, as well. It's all coming up next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show. Before we go through our bold predictions, a wrap, as well as our unsung heroes, let's hear from the offensive game warrior. His first 100-yard game running the ball for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, AJ Ouellette.
Finally, right? Took too long.
Just did you feel good early? Like, I think your first run was for 26 yards. Did you know you had a big game coming?
Yeah, I mean, that's every game. I feel like it's going to be a big game with the guys we have up front, the receivers out there blocking. They just happened to collapse the box. I think they knew it was going to be a run, so the outside was there.
What's it like that last drive where you guys are running the ball, but it's Tommy Stevens hauling it for a lot of it?
Yeah, we just needed an extra. We knew they were going to just load the box, so I'm just an extra blocker out there. And they're on the sideline. They said, Tommy, just follow AJ. He should get you to the right spot. A couple times he made the better decision than I did and got the first down. But a couple of them, I'm like, if you need to hand it off, just let me know. We're good.
AJ, no Trevor this week, but did you kind of expect to get a lot of the load tonight, or what was at least your game plan going in?
Oh, every game I'm expecting 30 carries. You know, that's what we want. And then with Thomas going down, hopefully he's feeling better. Get a bye week now so he can recover and get back out there. I knew the fourth quarter was going to be a grind, so they did well take care of me though with some RPOs and Tommy out there just trucking people.
AJ, what does that mean? Obviously, you're such a big part of this offense, but to see how well-rounded it's been, whether it's you running the ball, whether it's Thomas, or whether it's going through the air.
Yeah, I don't know what our yards per carry is, but I think every back is over five, so it doesn't matter who's in there. The hoggies up front are taking over.
AJ, is this bye week coming at a good time for you guys?
Yes, I think so. Excited to get some receivers back. And hopefully some of the O-line can recover. We lost one today, so praying for him. Hopefully it's not as bad as we thought it was, but, yeah, praying for him.
What did you see out of Jake tonight? Like, how would you evaluate his performance?
He did everything that he was asked to do. Read the defense on some of these handoffs, get through his progressions, find the guy that's open, don't make any major mistakes, and lead in the huddle. He was confident in his play calls.
That is AJ Ouellette. Over 100 yards for the first time as a member of the Rough Riders. To be exact, 139 yards rushing, 6 yards per carry for AJ Ouellette with a touchdown and one reception. So total yardage tonight for AJ, 151 yards. I believe I had him as my captain in CFL fantasy. So that's double the points for AJ Ouellette tonight. I am happy about that.
Wow.
Well done, Jamie.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Thanks, Daryl. I think you're pretty darn good too.
Thanks, and you picked Hamilton over Montreal.
Let's not talk about my other pick this week.
Yeah, Edmonton over.
You know, 23-23. I felt like I was going to be close to a genius.
Uh-huh.
And then the fourth quarter happened for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. But let's get to the unsung hero.
They weren't the game warrior, but they definitely made an impact. Time to sing the praises of the game's unsung heroes.
Okay, Daryl, what do you got for the unsung hero tonight for the winning side, Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
How about the guy we all been picking on, or some people have been picking on us too a little bit? Brett Lauther goes 5 for 5 in the field goal department in both converts, so 7 for 7 from the off the tee. It looked like they had some rhythm back with Joe Couch, his holder, and I think like 17 points. They only needed one more to tie BC, so he had 17 of the team's points in a 37-18 game, and it felt like they had confidence in him again, and they were patting him on the back, and yeah, I think maybe he's back. Dallas may want to see him 3 games in a row do it, but I think that looked pretty solid tonight. So Brett Lauther will be the unsung hero for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
And for the BC Lions.
Well, we got two, Adam Konar and Patrice Rene, 5 special teams tackles between them. Rene got 3. I'll give it to him as the unsung hero because, yes, Mary Alford had 1, maybe 2 decent returns, but he's the guy, the breakaway guy at the moment. They did a pretty decent job on Mary Alford tonight, knowing that they had to because he won the game for the Rough Riders last time. So the job they did on Mary Alford gives, we'll give it to Patrice Rene as the unsung hero for the special teams performance of the BC Lions.
Now there are your unsung heroes here on the Green Zone post-game show. And now time for bold predictions. I'll be honest. Not a lot of movement today for bold predictions. All pretty even, Steven, across the board for all of us. Jake Mayer, how would he do? He had 23 attempts, 13 completions, 170 yards, a touchdown, and no interceptions. I was the lowest when it came to his attempts at 21. Daryl, it was 1 attempt. He had 1 more attempt. You got the point, but no. Completions 13. You said 15. You were the closest there. 170 yards. I was the lowest at 220. 1 touchdown. That's what Daryl said. 0 interceptions. That's what I said. So far, Belton, you're shut out.
Yep.
But then we get to the early touchdowns versus the defense. Would the BC Lions score a touchdown in the first 2 drives? They did not. When would their first touchdown be? It came at 10:40. In the second quarter, Daryl was 1:40 off. Belton was 1:20 off. So Belton gets the point on that one. Both O-lines have allowed 2 sacks in 3 games. How many sacks does each team get tonight? 0 for the Rough Riders. So Daryl had the lowest at 2. BC had 3. That's exactly what Belton said. Matthew Betts got 2, actually. But Daryl said Matthew Betts would get 1. So he got that one. And when would their first sack be? It came with 1:39 left in the first quarter. That's Belton had that one. And then the final score. Can I chump Brett Lauther?
No.
We all said the Riders, but Belton gets the extra point for the score at 35-28 because of the field goal by Brett Lauther.
That's my guy, man.
You can give Jasper the point.
Well, my son said 39-10, and he was the closest out of all of us. Yeah. But Belton gets the extra point. So Belton had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points tonight. I had 5 points. Daryl got 6 points. So not a lot of movement going on with bold predictions this evening. Of course, a bye week is next for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So it's Canada Day long weekend and a bye week. You're going to be at the lake. You're going to be camping. The kids are off school. I hope everybody has a safe Canada Day long weekend and next week. But for the Green Zone game day, we're back at it on a Friday night. The Calgary Stampeders in Saskatchewan to take on the Rough Riders. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. The Green Zone pregame show will begin at 5 o'clock Friday, July the 11th. So for a game day, we'll talk to you then. Locker has the show on Monday at 2 o'clock. That's it for us here on the Green Zone post-game show and Green Zone game day. Once again, the Riders win over the BC Lions 37-18. And I still can't believe for the first time since 1969-70, the Riders have back-to-back seasons starting 4-0.
Yeah. Well. That's the way they started, but remember what happened last year. There was a bit of a disaster. So Trevor Harris coming back is going to be an important thing for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
There is no doubt about
it. It's a different team, fellas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't you pick them to go to the Grey Cup this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
You picked them to go to the Grey Cup this year, didn't you?
Yeah.
I picked them to go to the Grey Cup this year. they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
And when you have a coach calling BS on a team on their penalties,
yeah,
I think that's a good sign that he's going to keep these. I don't think complacency is going to set in with this group for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Of course, special thanks to Chance, as always, behind the glass. Britton Gray with the pregame and postgame audio, as well as you, the fans, keeping it humming on the fan line each and every postgame show again on a game day. Next time up, July 11th against the Calgary Stampeders on a Friday night. Have a great long weekend, everybody. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.